702.
Call Refilwe on 011
883 0702.
We're taking a look at what's happening in the arts. And of course, you know, for the longest time, the restaurant and hospitality industry last year under stricter measures of lockdown was really, really suffering, was really, really struggling. But, you know, staying in that realm is what we're doing today. And we're speaking to the owners or the co-founders of a rather interesting business. It's called Fancy Frog Foodies, an interesting name as well. The Fancy Frog Foodies, where, you know, these two co-founders have really indulged their creativity, their sense of wonder, and applied it to food, right? Applied it to food and catering. And I'm really excited to welcome to Weekend Breakfast the chef and co-founder of Fancy Frog Foodies, Nolita Mankai, as well as Okonaye Mkoni, who's also a chef and co-founder of Fancy Frog Foodies. Welcome to the show, Nolita. Thank you so much for your time today.
Hi, Riffle, how are you?
I am fantastic. I'm well, and I'm glad you're on the line. You sound wide awake.
I am wide awake.
Thank you for your time. Okonaye, welcome to the show. Thanks for your time today.
Morning, Riffle. Good morning.
Okonaye. You guys have melded your passion for business, for lifestyle, for crafts, for fashion into Fancy Frog Foodies. First of all, an interesting name, but just tell us, you know, how this all got started and what do you offer at Fancy Frog Foodies?
So, Fancy Frog Foodies is a company that I started 6 years ago. And after I've been involved in a whole lot of creative businesses, and eventually I decided, let me just be a chef because I've always cooked all my life, being guided by my grandmother.
Mm-hmm.
So I started the project, Fancy Frog Foodies, and went to culinary school, and that's where I met my partner, Okonaye.
Mm-hmm.
But we recently started another amazing project called Five Food Chefs. As you said, the culinary industry has been devastated by the pandemic. So we got together five chefs who were just really concerned about the devastation that has been caused by the pandemic. So we started Five Food Chefs, and we wanted to make a difference in our little corner.
Mm.
And that's what we're doing right now.
Yeah. Okonaye, let's talk more about Five Foods and what you're doing with these five chefs, right? Obviously, I imagine, aside from the fact that you are a chef, you've also brought in your marketing degree to bear and making sure that this endeavor works out, is successful. Who are these chefs and what are you bringing to the fine dining space?
So, funny story, I was actually Nolita's lecturer at Culinary College, and the other three chefs.
Uh-huh.
So, once they graduated from my class and all of that, Nolita called me up and she was like, okay, I have this project and I know you have a passion in fine dining because that is what I've done all my life. That is what I've always excited me rather about food, you know, pretty plates and just beautiful flavors and just food that you didn't just get at any ordinary place.
Mm-hmm.
So once we got together, we were like, let's reintroduce that, you know, let's make it South African. So we are taking South African flavors and just what we know, but putting it into fine dining, you know, putting into pretty plates, presenting it in ways where you can't have it at home. You know, you're not going to, if you say we're serving you butternut, you shouldn't expect just butternut that is boiled with sugar. Have a puree or so forth and so forth. So that is what we're doing, reintroducing South African food, but in a fine dining way.
Mm-hmm. You know, I guess recovery is so much on all of our minds when we think the restaurant industry and, of course, COVID-19. Mm. How are you making sure that, you know, this endeavor and this project is resilient, it's responsive to, you know, the kinds of pressures that we've experienced over the last year and a bit and will probably experience once again because it's official. We are in a third wave. Nolita, let me answer that question.
So we started this project because we wanted to instill hope back into the people of the culinary industry. We knew and understood that it would be very taboo for us to start a new business, but we wanted to be the people that wanted to be just bold about it. We wanted to make sure that especially the culinary school students, they didn't know who to look at. They didn't know what to do because they couldn't even go to industry for training because everything was closed down. So we wanted to inspire them to show that no matter what you're going through, you can always stand up and try to make a difference. We know that there's a third wave coming, but we will keep on pushing and we will make sure that everyone that's in the industry is getting inspired and making sure that everyone can dream still amid this crisis.
Yeah, that's really, really some fabulous work that you're doing, some necessary work that you're doing. For people who want to, for people who want to access your services, is it a bricks and mortar store or restaurant that you've got? Are you catering? Do you do deliveries? How does a Five Foods concept work?
So at the moment, Five Foods has a home in Maboneng, which is Arts on Main, but they can access through Instagram or personally on my website, okunayemtoni.com /events. And then every time we do have an event, we do put it on the website, we do put it online, and they can purchase tickets on there. So we have sort of a space that has a rooftop and a courtyard, of which we usually have two separate days, where a Saturday would be a dinner, which would be sort of like a counted number, and it's just intimate five courses, wine pairing or gin pairing and so forth. And then on the Sunday, we do it sort of more relaxed market vibe, a DJ and so forth. That's how we do that. So they can access the Instagram and website. That would be their best ways to get through to us.
All right. So those pop-up experiences, but all-round entertainment experience. Of course, you are COVID compliant or COVID regulation compliant. How do you take that in your stride? How is it managing that?
So upon entrance, I mean, even in our tickets, it's one of those things we always say that if you don't have a mask, you don't enter. But upon entrance, we do have like a register list, temperatures and so forth. And we have sort of your temperature scanning and continuous sanitizing. So we are strict on that, and there's no changing that because obviously the pandemic we're in, we're trying to live past it rather than sort of die within it.
All right, fantastic stuff. Thank you so much for your time this morning. All the best with the next pop-up. Nolita Mankai, really appreciate you making the time. And Ukonaye Mkone, they are chefs and the co-founders of Fancy Frog Foodies. The latest initiative is Five Foods Culinary Experiences. Just check them out on Instagram and keep following that. Bringing hope to the culinary sector, and of course inspiring new graduates from culinary school and saying, you might not have been able to go to industry to hone your skills, but we are here giving you a chance, giving you an opportunity.